This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Yesterday morning started cold and early for Janine Miller of Santa Rosa, one of a group of 12 political science students from Sonoma State University who traveled to Washington, D.C. as part of an intersession class focusing on the inauguration of new President Barack Obama.
We were in line for the metro at 3:30. It was already a line. The metro didn't open until 4, and it was just massive amounts of people trying to get on the metro. Like, metro cars were full already from the start. We get off the metro, and it's just like a sea of people. You can't move. You're just like, how can this many people be coming to see one man?
As she made her way to her place near the reflecting pond on the Capitol Mall, Miller says she was caught up in the celebratory spirit of the throng.
Everyone was singing and cheering and chanting like Obama, Obama, and just singing all these songs, and everyone was so happy to just be there.
Raleigh Souther, another member of Professor David McEwen's class, cast a somewhat more critical eye on the admission process.
They patted you down, but we didn't go through any middle screeners. My legs didn't get checked at all. I didn't check my hoodie. And they were trying to go for more the speed of getting people in rather than the safety of getting people in.
And Souther says making his way through the surging crowd was not easy or pleasant.
I was trying to be as nice as possible, but people were very pushy. I mean, when there was a bottleneck, people were just pushing and shoving, and it was like a whole herd mentality. It got a little scary at times, but we got where we were going.
Still, when the time came for the new president to address the world, the thousands of people present paid rapt attention.
They were hanging on to every word. He's a great speaker, and that showed in the way he spoke.
As she joined in the listening, drinking in the moment, Janine Miller says she had a clear sense of participating in an historic event.
I do have a sense of part in history. I just looking at the picture on the Jumbotron of all those people all the way back to the Lincoln Memorial, and I'm one of those people that got a ticket to see him, and I'm here just living it right now.
The inauguration was the peak of a whirlwind series of events in which Miller says another highlight was a visit to the museum, a new museum in the Capitol dedicated to the history of news gathering.
That was one of the best experiences of this whole time. Seeing the 9/11 exhibit, it impacts you so much because so many things happened after that that puts America where we are today. Seeing that, it was so exciting. And then the concert on Sunday, all those people there just singing and dancing and celebrating with one another. It just felt so good to be there at that moment.
But amidst the poetry and the music, the prayers and the solemn oaths that were part of the inauguration itself, Raleigh Souther says he was most moved by the simple sight of five men standing together on the platform.
Being from California, you don't really get many presidents to come out and visit, and seeing them all there at once, every president that's still alive, was just phenomenal. This is the one moment where you can actually feel like an American, seeing your democratic process in motion. This will never live up to any other moment in my life. It was amazing.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.